In the U.S. Senate, Democrat Bill Nelson and Republican Marco Rubio tried and failed to get enough senators on board with their proposal. Attached to a military spending bill, it funded the $1.9 billion requested by the Obama administration to fight the Zika virus. But Nelson says the problem is Congress is turning this into a partisan fight over an issue that isn't one.
And yet it seems to have been characterized that way.
But Nelson says he's not giving up and he'll continue to push for the president's full request. And while he says he prefers his effort with Nelson, Rubio is now co-sponsoring the $1.1 billion proposal that did advance in the Senate.
I certainly think that's better than nothing, and I'll support it.
A recent announcement by the Centers for Disease Control says there are about 280 pregnant women that have shown signs of the Zika virus, close to 10 in Florida. At more than 100, the Sunshine State still leads the nation in the number of cases. So Rubio says Congress shouldn't continue to deal, quote, on the cheap with the mosquito-borne disease that can lead to birth defects. That's why he says he's troubled by the House proposal that only funds a third of the president's nearly $2 billion request.
I'm concerned about what I hear coming from the House. I'm glad that there's finally gotten some movement and that something's happening, but I'm really concerned about the direction their own funding measure is going. Their funding measure isn't even $1.1 billion. It's $622 million. And quite frankly, that's just not going to cut it. And if we don't spend more than that on the front end, I think we're going to spend a lot more later on.
In a rare moment, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is also the Democratic National Committee chair, agreed with the former GOP presidential candidate.
I'm proud that we have transcended partisan lines in Florida, at least. Senators Nelson and Rubio, as well as Governor Scott, have all been outspoken advocates in support of the president's request to fight this disease, which he made nearly 3 months ago. And I will quote my colleague from the Senate, Senator Marco Rubio, that we must, and I agree with him, we must get out in front of this. We will only have ourselves to blame if we dither and don't do so.
But Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart disagrees.
It does provide the funds necessary to fight Zika immediately, while also making sure that we protect the hard-earned American people's tax dollars.
Diaz-Balart is one of three Florida congressmen to sign on to co-sponsor the House's $622 million funding proposal. He says while he agrees with his colleagues that this is an emergency calling Florida, quote, ground zero, he believes the funds they appropriated are adequate.
This bill is a second part of a three-pronged effort to combat this disease. First was the almost $600 million in repurposed Ebola funds. Now we are providing an additional $622 million for, again, a total of over $1.2 billion to deal with this disease. So let's be clear. If more funds are needed, Congress will step up and do what is necessary.
But Florida Congresswoman Karen Caster disagrees.
I heard the Republican appropriators say they intend to do more next year. The mosquitoes don't know that, do they? The mosquitoes are not going to wait until next year. That's unconscionable. The most immediate needs are woefully underfunded in the Republican bill. The CDC requested $740 million for public health activities like mosquito control. The House bill provides $120 million, 84% below the request.
Still, the House proposal passed mostly along party lines, and 11 Florida Democrats and 3 Republicans voted against it. President Obama has said he'll veto the House proposal. Meanwhile, CDC officials say they're optimistic that Congress will ultimately do the right thing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.